The University of South Florida's Institute on Black Life held its spring symposium today at the Beulah Baptist International Church in Tampa. The theme was Memory, Culture, and Community, African American Life in Tampa. After Sala Sonoka-Zake, a student at Williams Middle School, sang Lift Every Voice and Sing, members of the community presented histories of religious institutions, historically black communities, and historic landmarks. Cheryl Rodriguez is the director of the Institute on Black Life at USF.
We're interested in acknowledging those communities that are often neglected in our local histories. I like to emphasize the histories of working class communities, of poor communities, and communities that have been disenfranchised. I feel like it's a critical component of the historical record, and it's one that our students don't learn about in the typical classroom.
Herman Monroe is the historian of St. James Episcopal Church in downtown Tampa. Monroe showed photographs of church leaders and buildings while describing the history of St. James Episcopal. He told WMNF that even during the segregation era, the church had white priests.
Well, it was started in 1891 in what was then called the Scrubs. That's now Central Park Village. You can go back as far as Key West, because Vicente Ybor had his cigar factories in Cuba. And when he brought his cigar factory to Tampa around 1886, those who were working in his factory, the Bahamians, the Cubans, and the Spaniards, they followed him.
Progress Village is a planned community of African Americans in between Tampa and Brandon. Many of the residents of the more than 800 homes in Progress Village had been displaced from the Scrub neighborhood near downtown Tampa, in part because of the construction of I-275. Planning began in 1957, and the area was founded in 1960. Hillary Kemp Jr. is the president of Progress Village Community Association.
Yeah, there were other communities in Progress and in Tampa that you had homes that were clustered and they were made out of concrete block. But a large majority of the black citizens in Hillsborough County lived in what we call Georgia Quarter homes, shotgun houses, projects, and things of that nature. And this was the first community set aside that would have all the amenities that will bring pride to a community. So that was what's so unique about this project.
Willie Robinson is the grandson of the original owners of the Jackson House near downtown Tampa. Originally a two-bedroom house when it was purchased in 1899, it was converted into a 24-bedroom boarding house for African Americans arriving in Tampa because of its proximity to the railroad station, Robinson said.
The Jackson House served as a safe haven for travelers, businessmen, servicemen, railroads, workers, and passengers, as well as entertainers. The house has enjoyed patrons such as Cab Calloway, James Brown, and Ella Fitzgerald, and the Chick Webb Band, who, as Sarah recalls, wrote the famous song A Tisket and a Tasket during a stay at the Jackson House. Rooms was subleased at $2 a week.
Institute on Black Life Director Cheryl Rodriguez said it's important to study the histories of communities that otherwise may get overlooked.
Many of these communities came about pre-Jim Crow and then during Jim Crow. And despite whatever social changes have occurred in the United States through the Civil Rights Movement and other movements, some people have remained in these communities. And they're not inferior communities, they're not places that we necessarily have to fear, but a lot of the communities don't get as many resources as other communities.
You can learn more about the Institute on Black Life by visiting the USF website, usf.edu. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.